Hey guys, and welcome to episode 16 of Underrated, a podcast where we look at films we believe are underrated, generally disliked, or simply forgotten. I'm your host, Gabriel Green, and with me is my co-host, James Hamrick. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing really good. I'm still out on my Thanksgiving vacation, so I'm currently at my brother's place, so if you hear banging or a child screaming or something, there's not much I can do about that. That's probably one of my nephews.
Nice. I know all about that. I've got a nephew and a niece and a bunch of cousins, so I'm just kind of used to the sound of screaming children in the background.
Yeah. All right, so today is your pick, James. What are we looking at this week?
Today, we are looking at a movie that I really, really enjoy called Bernie. It was one that was actually not on my list initially, but it was recommended on Facebook. And so I thought about it, and I was like, this is a good one. This is a movie I really like. I do feel like a lot of people haven't heard of it. And it helps people to understand what East Texas looks like. So it's just going to be a fun movie for me to talk about.
Yeah, thanks to Drew Dodgen on Facebook for recommending this. I also didn't think about it, but once he mentioned it, I thought it definitely did fit our show. So, but before we get into that, I'd like to ask you, if you enjoy the show, please subscribe and rate and review us on iTunes, especially the review. You don't have to leave too much, but if there are a lot of positive reviews, it bounces us up in iTunes rankings and just helps people find us more easily. All right, and before we get into the main review, have you seen any cool movies lately, James?
So, I continued my Christmas movie watching with another classic, A Christmas Story. Uh-huh. So that's always fun, especially watching it with the family. And then I watched David Fincher's Seven for the very first time. And the reason it took me so long to watch it is because it's like I ended up finding out the twist to this. I know how this movie ends, Fight Club ends, The Usual Suspects, all these classic movies that I want to see, but I already know the twist, and it kind of de-incentivizes watching it. But mm-hmm. I was over at some friends and they were going to watch it. And I'm like, I've never seen this and I hear it's amazing, so I'm going to watch it. And it was really, really good. I did enjoy it. Super dark. The only other Fincher movie I had seen was The Game, which I actually wasn't a big fan of at all. I found the twist ridiculously implausible. But with this one, just start to finish, it was really well told. The pacing was great. It was just really cool watching everything unfold, and Kevin Spacey is incredible in it.
Yeah, that's what I hear. I haven't seen it yet. I own it. I just haven't gotten around to seeing it because whenever I want to watch a movie, based on the reputation that one has, I just don't feel like wading into whatever darkness or depression that'll lead me into. So, but I do like what I've seen from Fincher, so I want to check it out. And yeah, about the knowing all the twists is kind of how it's like for me. Growing up homeschooled, there's a lot of films I wasn't allowed to see, but being a huge film buff, I'm just aware of them. So you learn all the crazy twists, like, you know, Bruce Willis is dead already and things like that, long before you actually see the movie.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah. Is that all you've seen?
Yeah. These are all I've seen recently. Not a whole lot of movie watching for me this past week.
Yeah. I've also only seen one film. I saw The Edge of 17, starring Hailee Steinfeld. And it's like kind of a teen coming of age kind of high school film, but I generally don't like those, but I really, really loved this movie. Hailee Steinfeld plays this like very introverted and dysfunctional kid who's like going through a really rough patch in her life. And I think this film, it feels very raw and honest to the kind of struggles that a teen would go through, all, you know, just all the crazy angst and stuff that comes over you in that time period. And I think Hailee Steinfeld is fantastic. She really blew me away in True Grit, and she's been good in some other smaller roles since then, but I think this one is like, it blows even the True Grit role out of the water. She is fantastic. And my issue with a lot, like, this is one of those kind of films that it just paints a really good picture of just how broken and dysfunctional people are in general, and just modern society and how messed up we are. And generally, I don't like these films because, as a Christian, when the answers they give usually at the end of the film that fix the problems would actually just lead into more issues and overall just more issues for society in general. And so I don't think this one did that. I think this one actually, well, it's not, it, I don't think it has a perfect philosophy. I think the answers it does give aren't going to destroy the world and kind of do point people in a better direction for reconciliation and whatnot. So I appreciated that. And as I said before, it feels very real. It's very easy to connect to. Well, it's also very funny. It doesn't shy away from the more unlikable aspects of teenagers these days and how they can be just self-centered jerks a lot of the times. And so on all those aspects, I really appreciated it. And as someone who was also a very angsty introvert, or still is an angsty introvert, it definitely connected with me. And also Woody Harrelson is in this, and he's phenomenal, which he always is. He has a really interesting relationship with Steinfeld's character as a teacher, who's kind of rather passive aggressive in the beginning of the film, but I think they develop it to a really sweet relationship towards the end.
Yeah, that might be one I need to check out. I don't even think I've seen a trailer for it yet, but I've heard nothing but good things, so it's one that I might decide to go see.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it, and I definitely recommend it, though. Kind of fair warning, it is, as I said, it's very raw, and it's definitely real to how these kids talk and how they act. There's a lot of language and really crude dialogue. It definitely deals with, it doesn't shy away from kind of the entire aspect of sexuality that's in modern high schools. It doesn't actually, there's no nudity or sex scenes. It's still very real and raw. So if language and crude dialogue bothers you, you might want to avoid it. But if that doesn't bother you, it's definitely worth a watch. There's a lot of good stuff to be had here. All right, is there anything else you want to mention before we move into our main review?
I think I'm about ready to get started talking about it.
All right, let's move into our main review of Bernie.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more.
Bernie was released in 2012. It was directed by Richard Linklater on a budget of $6 million. It grossed $10 million, so this is definitely the smallest film we've reviewed here, and might be for a while. It stars Jack Black, Shirley MacLaine, Matthew McConaughey, and I'll let you read the brief synopsis, James.
All right, so in small town Texas, an affable mortician strikes up a friendship with a wealthy widow, though when she starts becoming controlling, he goes to great lengths to separate himself from her grasp. And I just like to point out that, as he said, nobody says mortician anymore, it's funeral director.
Yeah. All right, so this is your pick, James. I'll let you start out. What do you think about this movie?
Yeah, so maybe I'm a little biased because I live like 2.5 hours from Carthage, Texas. And actually, whenever I live with my parents, it's more like 1.5 hours. So it was really not far at all from me.
By Texas terms.
Yeah, by Texas terms. but the first time I watched this, my older sister brought it over. And she made it like a family event. She's like, everybody's got to watch this movie. Y'all are all going to love it. And so all of my direct family was there, I think. And we even had like my aunt and uncle who lived across the street from my parents come over. And we had one of the most enjoyable movie experiences ever watching it, because all of the townspeople, because a huge portion of the people who appear in the movie are actual people who live in Carthage that they got for just interviews. And after every interview, all of these people feel like somebody I could have met here. It's all of it's so familiar. And just the scenes of him getting food, the restaurants that they go to, where she's just throwing the beans on there. It's just a bunch of sausage. Like I've been to these kinds of restaurants. You know, the mentions of the jalapeno tree, all those Tex-Mex places. It all just felt so familiar. So to see like people like Jack Black and Matthew McConaughey, like walking around places that I feel like I've been to, is just really funny. And then I think the movie is really good in its own right, like even apart from a lot of the reasons that I love it.
Yeah, I grew up in Virginia, but I also grew up in a very rural area, and so there are traits of small town culture that are prevalent no matter where you are. So it did feel very real to small town life, and I definitely appreciated that. It also felt like I could have known a lot of these people growing up. Yeah, and just to move off of there, I think that is one of the most fascinating parts of this film, is just how loving this portrait is of small town America. I think Richard Linklater, he gets it in a way like I don't know that I've seen any other film do. And it's also honest. It shows the flaws and problems with this kind of culture as well, as we'll get into later with how they reacted to the murder that eventually happened. So I think just as a pick, even not even getting into the issue of Jack Black's character, just as a picture of small town America with its charms and whimsy and its underlying flaws and whatnot, I think it's a very interesting movie just on that level. So I'm just going to call spoilers. If you haven't seen the film, definitely go see it. It's very much worth watching. So, but from now on, there's spoilers. So were you familiar with this story at all before you saw the film?
I wasn't. I forget when it took place, but it was a bit earlier. I definitely at a time where I probably wouldn't have cared very much. I think I was a pretty small child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one thing I definitely want to mention is a Jack Black in the lead role. I mean, he does tend to kind of play the same roles over and over again, but here he proves that he is a fantastic actor. He completely inhabits this character as this just really kind person who's always just kind of giving of himself to everyone around him, always wants to make he wants to make everybody happy, essentially. And it's not just the voice, but he also just the body language of this character. I mean, after just a few minutes, I completely forgot I was watching Jack Black, because he made this character completely his own. And it feels so real as a person. And just as far as the character he plays, he plays just the kind selfless person so well. And it's believable that he would get himself into this situation he gets himself into. And just, I really, really liked Jack Black's performance in this film.
Yeah, I did as well. I mean, even watching Tropic Thunder last time, I love Jack Black, but he was probably the person I found least funny of the main cast. And I think maybe it's because he does take a lot of the similar kind of roles, but like you said, here he just plays the part of Bernie so well. He just, like you said, inhabits that role, and he gets so many things right with the performance, just like with little subtleties that he does. I think his performance as the character of Bernie is like, I wouldn't have minded if he got nominated, because I think he just did a really good job at, like you said, inhabiting this role. And just the way he changes his voice and his posture and the way he moves and walks. You look at him and you know it's still Jack Black, but that never takes you out of the movie. He's always like 100% playing this part. And there's a lot of subtle things that he does with it. And when he needs to get dramatic, I think he does a really good job. He plays the comedic moments great. I think this is one of his best performances I've seen.
Yeah. And just as the type of character that Bernie was, who's kind of a jack of all trades, I think Jack Black is able to kind of radiate that level of confidence in everything he does. Like when he's playing the funeral director or all that. The scene the film opens up with where he's teaching a class on how to like properly prepare a body for a funeral. It's bizarre, but that's like one of the most soothing scenes in a movie, which is crazy because he's working on a dead body, but the way his attitudes towards it and how he's like positioning the body and all that. It's just so soothing. Like, you almost want to become a funeral home director watching this movie. I'm sure it's not nearly as interesting as he portrays it, but I really love his character.
Yeah, they do a good job of, and I think it's helped by interviews with the actual people and just hearing people talk about him, but they really build up this likable, or I guess likability about him. And then whenever you see the scenes with Jack Black, like him, somebody I guess at that funeral was missing their mark, and so he kind of tiptoes in the back of the room over just to start singing Amazing Grace as filler. And a lot of moments that kind of help sell how likable he was to the community and well received he was by everybody. And it's a weird movie, just the fact that it is so funny and yet it covers such a dark source material that like it gets you to care so much about this character, even though you know in a little bit you're about to see him shoot a little old lady. But yeah, I think Jack Black definitely did as good of a job as you could do with this role.
Yeah, so I guess getting into that, I don't think I've ever seen Shirley MacLaine in a different film before this. And I thought she was really good in the role of the very kind of spiteful person of the character of, what's her name?
Mrs. Nugent?
Yeah.
Marjorie?
Yeah, the spiteful character, the Mrs. Nugent, or Marge, as they call her, she really plays that, and I believe that like someone like her could kind of worm her way into Bernie's life and just be like slowly manipulate him into becoming essentially her servant. And she's just like people like that exist, you know, the people just kind of who always just take from everything all they're looking for in life is what they can get out of and how they can use people around them. And so when you have a character like Bernie who gets all his joy out of life from helping other people and kind of just trying to make them happy, it's a very like toxic combination, and it led to some pretty tragic results. Eventually, spoilers, Jack Black shoots her. And so the rest of the film is about the trial, and it's also kind of the trial of this small town, to where since the woman he eventually murdered was so universally hated and Jack Black was so universally loved, the question comes down to like basically where the town, it seems from the interviews and since a lot of them were real, that the town had no interest in even like pursuing it. If they had their way, they would have just slapped Bernie on the wrist and released him. And so and this film also asked the question of like, it puts the audience in the position of what would you do with Bernie if this happened? And like, does one dark moment define a man's life? And it asks a lot of interesting questions. I'm not sure I completely agree with where it goes, because I think it leads into a more humanistic perspective, but it does ask a lot of fascinating questions, and it doesn't shy away from them.
Yeah, that's something that I really liked about this movie. I think you're getting it, where it gets into some really serious moments, and when it does, it doesn't really feel out of place. I feel like this movie strikes a really good, almost impressive balance between comedy and drama. Because, I mean, it's pretty much, it's at least to me, like I would like to see this movie from the perspective of somebody who's totally unfamiliar with like everything in this film, because even whenever they're in the church, like the church at my parents' house that I grew up in looked pretty similar to that, and they sing similar songs. So even just seeing that, it was super familiar for me. I would wonder what this movie feels like to somebody who, you know, doesn't know this. But for me, because I know all of this stuff, it's funny throughout. And then whenever it does get darker, when it does get serious, it doesn't feel out of place with the comedic tone of the rest of it, or of the rest of the film. And it does, like you said, start almost putting the audience in the jury position as well. Because we've seen, I mean, the movie you know, it definitely has its bias and it's towards Bernie. So most of what I talk about this movie, I'm talking about the way the film presents these events. I haven't done a whole lot of research about the actual, I read up on Wikipedia and a few other things, but you know, whenever I say Marjorie was a horrible, horrible person, I say that because the movie presents her as such.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just based solely on what the movie gives us, it gives us information from both sides. I feel like it somewhat portrays both sides fairly, and I think the trial ends the movie in a different place. It ends on a much more somber tone, especially compared to how it opens, but it doesn't feel like a weird tonal shift.
Yeah, I think Linklater is able to find a very interesting tone that, I guess, having your main character as a mortician it kind of lends itself to that more black comedy that the film is. And I guess Matthew McConaughey's character does, he gives this kind of very even, he brings the tone out, which is both the serious and the goofiness is kind of wrapped up in his character, where he's kind of a very cynical Barney Fife kind of guy. And like the scenes where he's in his office, like campaigning, talking about how he arrested a bunch of deadbeat dads by holding this fake contest. He's hilarious. He's like got this big wad of dip in his mouth the whole time whenever he's talking. He feels like a character from one of these small towns, and he's kind of the only one who isn't under Bernie's spell. Although I think the film, it goes a bit far in how it portrays him. I think it definitely wants you to see him as in the wrong. And I don't know that that's the right way to play this film, especially considering the facts. And it's difficult to find an agenda in this film. I think it definitely wants you to look kindly on the character of Bernie, but I think it also does make a very good case for why that the trial should have been moved. And I think it does say at the very least that Bernie should have been convicted. Although I guess I might as well get into what really happened afterwards, like with the results of this film. And actually, after this film was released, they were able to get a retrial for Bernie, and he was actually released for 2 years. And the condition was that he lived on Richard Linklater's property, which is very interesting and weird. That they actually, that the director makes a movie, then he has to live with the guy. But actually he did go back, he was retried and then was sentenced to life again. And he went back to jail actually in April this year. But, that's just a fascinating story in of itself, of the kind of the results that the power of cinema, I guess, how a film like this was able to get him another trial.
Yeah, I think now we need a sequel about these events.
Yeah,
Linklater can star in it now. but yeah, so that's something that my brother and I talked about for a little bit during the movie as well. Was It does feel like they are definitely trying to portray McConaughey or Danny Buck as the antagonist. And I do kind of wish that they had not, maybe not been so obvious in that. But I feel like it wasn't completely just, you know, this is the bad guy. Like they did present his arguments, and I feel like a lot of what he said, maybe it's just the tone, because it had spent so much time getting us to be sympathetic towards Bernie, that anytime opposition comes along, we naturally, because of what the movie has done, be like, ah, oh, this guy's a bad guy. But you know, sometimes the character I do feel like is maybe a tad bit over the top in what he's doing, but I feel like it was somewhat fair in the treatment of the character.
Mm-hmm.
Though based on quotes from the actual Danny book, I don't think he agrees.
Which is kind of funny and meta in a way that he's the one of the guys who really dislikes this film. I guess if I had one dislike of this film, it would be that I wish his character had been a bit more serious. I think all the other characters in this film feel like they could be real people, but he feels a bit like a caricature. And Matthew McConaughey is great. He's hilarious. And I think he probably played the role that Linklater asked him to, and that was the role that was written. But I do think the character, if I had one issue with the film, it would be I wish his character was a little bit more well-rounded and well-drawn.
Yeah, that's actually the only con that I have listed as well, was that him, and then to somewhat of an extent, the character of Marjorie, Mrs. Nugent. I do overall like Shirley MacLaine's performance, but there were a couple moments that I thought maybe were a little over the top, and I'm sure it was for, you know, the sake of the movie and trying to really portray the her in the way that the director wanted to, because the movie tells us that she and Bernie were companions for 2 years, I believe, and mm-hmm. you have to try to portray 2 years of living under this kind of condition where, you know, she's becoming so hateful and so spiteful, and you're only watching a less than 2 hour movie, so you kind of have to emphasize and maybe be a little over the top in some of the ways that she was, you know, hateful to him. But I guess this, one of the scenes in particular I'm thinking of is whenever Bernie drives up in his car and she runs out and then she starts like stomping on the ground. It felt maybe a little exaggerated. Mm-hmm. And then a couple scenes with McConaughey's character, Danny Buck, where it did kind of like what you said, feel like a caricature of someone. And normally neither of those would really affect me at all. But because they are being portrayed side by side with interviews of actual people, I think it's just the paid cast feels like it stands in somewhat of a contrast to the actual townspeople, except for Jack Black. Jack Black felt like he belonged there. But yeah, McConaughey, to a small extent, it wasn't like this movie-breaking thing, because I overall really, really enjoyed his performance. But he did kind of feel like it was a little much, maybe.
Yeah, and going back into the themes, I think the film does paint an interesting, a convincing picture of their relationship, and you do see why a man who like loathes confrontation would like allow himself to be driven completely into the dirt over and over again until he would finally break. And then after that, it's crazy, like where he lives for 9 months with her dead in the freezer, and he's just able to convince people that, oh, she's away, she's sick, she's in a nursing home. And while he was doing that, he just kind of continued his life and gave away a whole bunch of her money to like all these weird charity causes. It's such a strange story, because I guess like from a humanistic perspective, Bernie is about as pure a person as you can get. And so I think the film, it asks us, what do we do with a person, with this obviously very nice person who was obviously very much goaded and pushed, who has committed this horrific crime? What do we do with that? And I don't think the film totally answers that. I think it is properly critical of the townsfolk who would just write it to the side and say, oh, but he was nice, she was a jerk, who cares? This is Bernie we're talking about. Come on, we can make exceptions for him. And so, personally, I think the film is a bit, I think it's essentially humanistic. And I think in the end, kind of say that maybe Bernie should serve a couple years and then be released. I think that's kind of the message the film's trying to go for. And I don't agree with that. I think if you murder someone, you have to face the consequences. No matter how nice you are, there are a million other ways better to hit. There are a lot better ways to handle the situation he was in than killing somebody. And because ultimately that's what happened. He took someone else's life for something that was not a crime deserving of death. And so I do like how the film, it makes you think about all of that. And a film that can make you think about that without making you terribly depressed, I guess that's a good thing. Or maybe it should make you depressed, I don't know.
Yeah, like you said, it's a really just such a weird out there story. The idea that this could have gone on for 9 months and nobody even really knows what's going on. And then something else that you said that I do agree with is the way that it wasn't portraying this idea that you got from the townspeople that, okay, you know, it was Bernie, guys. If it was anyone else, yeah, he'd be guilty, but maybe let's try something else. Like, the line that made me laugh was, you know, I don't know what Bernie did, but the way I see it, that's between he and God, and it ought to stay that way. Clearly, that line is meant to get a laugh, so I feel like the movie was even acknowledging how ridiculous, you know, the idea that, oh, it's Bernie, guys. Let's give him a break. Like, it was acknowledging the idea that's crazy. You can't just, you know, blink at something like that. Mm-hmm. And so I would be really interested in really following the case, or reading about the case and the trial and what their defense was and whether they did try to plead temporary insanity or something. But it's a really interesting story. One of the last things that I want to talk about that I like a lot about the movie is just the format that he decided to go with.
Yeah.
You know, after every few scenes, like, you almost get into different sections, like, it'll cover certain material, you know, who was Bernie, who was Marjorie, was Bernie gay, was just all these different things, and then, you know, this movie focuses on this part, and the balance between going through the scripted scenes with the actors, and then just randomly, you know, interspersed with these little moments with the actual townspeople about what they thought. And I just thought it was a really, really clever and interesting and engaging way of presenting the story. It almost makes me wish. One of my favorite parts is the very beginning when they're just describing Carthage, and the guy was saying Texas is essentially just five states. And, you know, I didn't mention the panhandle, and not a lot of people do. And then you have East Texas.
What about this other part?
I honestly just, I feel like there's potential to just almost do history lessons this way, where if you're covering a certain topic, just find people about the town and, you know, present your own narrative and then intersperse it with people who live there and tell you about it. But
yeah, I could watch a whole movie, just those interviews.
Yeah, they're so entertaining, and it makes learning about this place a lot more compelling. So just the format that he went with and the way he presented the story, I feel like it really gave the movie Bernie its own identity. It felt it's such a unique film, and I think that's definitely to its benefit.
Mm-hmm. And I love, like, the bias between the towns. Like, when the sheriff or the district attorney gets the case moved to the next town over because he's afraid that Bernie can't get a fair trial, I love, like, just how utterly incensed all the townspeople are, and how, like, all they're a bunch of hicks over there. They would got more tattoos and teeth. And just
all these sayings that I've heard growing up. All these cousin spotting people over there. I thought, uh-oh.
Yeah, it just, I love it that the town that is so deeply biased, they're afraid that Bernie won't get a fair trial anywhere else. Even though they're blatantly saying, oh, I'd acquit him. So it's just, I love how it just, it in spite of how charming it is, it faces the hypocrisy of how hypocritical the good old boy Southern culture can be at times. Do you have anything else you wanted to mention?
It's not necessarily pro. I guess I would list it as a pro. It's really cool to see Matthew McConaughey in a movie with his mom. that was a really funny thing to see.
Who's his mom?
She was the girl who was sitting out on the porch smoking the cigarette. In the scene where Matthew McConaughey has the one guy who is, you know, saying, "Oh, they got more tattoos than teeth." He was sitting to his right, and she's sitting to his left. Yeah, that's Kay McConaughey.
The one on the porch swing smoking with the other one that just laughed?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I'm going to look that up right now. I did not know that. Where'd you find that out?
I think my sister told me about it first, but in the credits as it's going through and it's showing all the townsfolk, it shows her name and it's Kay McConaughey, and you look it up, and sure enough, because Matthew McConaughey grew up in Carthage.
Really? Mm-hmm. Wow, that's even more fascinating. Huh. Interesting. Yeah, speaking of that, one thing I liked is how nobody in this film looks like a movie star. Everyone looks like a real person. Like even Matthew McConaughey, who's not a bad looking guy, they do kind of put some makeup on him and make him look more rugged and kind of a little gaunt. I like that too. It's just you don't feel like you're watching a movie. It's not sanitized and everyone's not super hot and 20.
I guess that is one last positive that I did want to mention was, you know, living in the South, most of the times when people from the South are presented in movies, it's so over the top and so exaggerated, and some of it may be merited, especially seeing some of these people, but it's nice to watch a movie that I feel like accurately portrays people. And like you said, it portrays the positive aspects as well as the negative ones. You know, it presents these people as, you know, just kind, simple, like really funny kind of people. It shows the bias that you have growing or, you know, living in that kind of small rural town. But it's a fair representation. I don't feel like anybody here was stereotyped, you know. Well, I mean, because they're playing themselves, which I guess is is an easy way to avoid that problem. But yeah, I really appreciate the way it portrays this town, because you can't, as someone who grew up in a town that's essentially the exact same, you can't argue with it. You can't say, "Oh, that's unfair," or, "Oh, you know, it's not that bad," like, because it was essentially just portraying an actual town. And so mm-hmm. you look at it and I can look at that and see, okay, these are objectively good qualities about this town, and these are maybe bad qualities about this kind of living. So I just overall really, really appreciated the way everything was portrayed.
Yeah. And just one last thing about the format. I'm trying to think of other films that did something like this, where it starts off, it's like a half mockumentary, but also I'd say 80% of the film is presented as a straight, like, dramedy. So it's a very interesting, like, mix of genres, and I think it flows together really well. The only other film I can think of that does that is District 9, which is a very different film. Can you think of any other movies that have that kind of format?
I'm sure I could, maybe. Well,
I know there are some films that kind of occasionally break into interviews, but have it. I can't think of any other that have it like this, where the interview format is this entrenched into the narrative.
Yeah, and not even just that, but like make it so obvious that in the way that they're portraying the story, like cutting back to actual title cards between scenes, being so obvious.
Yeah,
that, you know, the fact that they're discussing the source material in this way. Yeah. Probably not one that does it so heavily as this.
Mm-hmm. Is what?
As heavily.
Oh, uh-huh.
Like you said, it's the interviews. There's such an important aspect of this movie. And so I can't really think of another movie that relies so much on this in relationship with its narrative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess one last thing. I definitely agree with what you said earlier. I think Jack Black should have gotten a nomination at least, though I'm guessing the Academy couldn't bear to have Jack Black for the rest of his life be introduced as Oscar nominee Jack Black. That would be funny. Yeah. So, I guess moving to our final thoughts, I'll start. I think it's just, it's a very light movie considering the subject matter. It'll leave you, it won't leave you depressed. It'll make you think, but it'll leave you kind of on a high note. And just, it's a really very apt portrait of Southern America, warts and all. And this is a fantastic performance from Jack Black, one that I did not see coming. And I think really shows that he's incredibly lazy as an actor most of the time. he can do better. Come on, man. Yeah, it's just a really, really good little movie that definitely makes you think.
Yeah, so for me, this movie, even though I did kind of acknowledge the fact that I found certain moments from a couple of the actors maybe a little bit over the top, I still enjoyed both performances so much that in my subjective opinion of this movie, I don't count that as a con, but I guess just for the sake of trying to look at the movie objectively, and you know, I would say that. But just from a totally subjective, this is my opinion of the movie, it has almost no faults, in my opinion. I can sit down and watch it and enjoy it start to finish. I love the format. I love... It is my favorite Jack Black performance. I think he gives his all with his performance. I love Matthew McConaughey, and seeing him as the DA in the town that he grew up is really fun. It's a really... It's dark when it needs to be dark. It's funny when it needs to be funny, and it's funny often. And it's just a great... For me, it's a great look at something that's super familiar, and then for others, it'd be a chance to have a look at something that's, you know, an accurate depiction of something that they may not, you know, be as familiar with. So, you know, if you live in East Texas, as they say in the piney curtain, the piney woods of East Texas, you would have a lot of fun watching this. And if you don't, you should still watch this just to see an accurate portrayal of it, and just a really good performance and a really interesting story. So I would highly recommend it.
Yeah. So I think that's about all I have to say about this movie. Anything else you want to mention?
No, I'd say we, you know, there's not a whole lot to say, you know, mainly because I think the movie doesn't really get a whole lot wrong. So there's not a lot to talk about it in terms of negative. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you haven't seen it, it's definitely worth a look. So, well, next week is my pick, and I'm kind of kicking myself in the shin for not having saved the Revenge of the Sith episode to release on with the upcoming release of Rogue One. But since we don't have that, I think we're going to review I Am Legend, the, I believe, was it 2007? Mm-hmm. 2008? Will Smith film. So, yeah, that's what we're going to be watching next week. If you haven't seen it, definitely go check it out or rewatch it. And again, I'd like to ask you to go, please rate and review us on iTunes. Just definitely would help us. And also, like us on Facebook. And as you see here, if you want to comment and leave a suggestion for a movie that you want us to review, we'll definitely look at it. We read all the comments, and we often interact with, we love interacting with you guys. So just feel free to follow us on Facebook. We also have a website, theunderratedpodcast.com. And I'm on Facebook as Gabriel Green. Feel free to shoot me a friend request.
And I'm also on Facebook as James Hamrick. Feel free to do the same. I love, you know, talking about movies or, you know, anything like that. And then we are also on Twitter if you want to follow us. We are underrated_pod. So if you want to send us a tweet, any suggestions, same on Facebook, you know, suggestions, comments, whatever. And then if you want to email us, we are theunderratedpodcast@gmail.com. So any way that's most convenient for you. But yeah, we love interacting with people who listen to the show. So until next week when we talk about I Am Legend, we will see you later.
See ya.
Best album ever made. You don't recognize that. Wow. He had this idea. It was kind of a virologist's idea. He believed that you could cure racism and hate, literally cure it, by injecting music and love into people's lives. When he was scheduled to perform at a peace rally, gunmen came to his house and shot him down. 2 days later, he walked out on that stage and sang. Somebody asked him why. He said, "The people who are trying to make this world worse are not taking a day off. How can I?" Light up the darkness.